Praise the Lord. I'm excited. Now, the Spirit of the Lord wants to share something with you today that I believe not everyone will get it right away, but still you get it. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. And it has a lot to do with what we've entered into. Now, let me explain something. Heaven has its own calendar. We, in the West and Africa, a majority of the world uses the Gregorian calendar. That means January to December, right? But the spirit world has its own calendar. Job speaking declared, I think it's Job 14:13. In one version, he says, "Put me on your calendar, O Lord." I think it's a KJV that says, "Set an appointed time for me." That means there are milestones, there are things along the spiritual calendar that the Lord looks at, and you need to learn to open your eyes so that when a season changes, you maximize before it does, then when you move into the next one, you see in the spirit, when you maximize a season and you move to the next one, what you got in the last one doesn't disappear. Amen. So let me explain. If you maximize a season of harvest and you move into one of open doors, you go with your harvest, you. Praise the Lord. And it's a spiritual law. That's where you must learn to maximize season. So say, this year, I will maximize my season. Praise the living God. Okay? So in the heavens, there are spiritual seasons. Men who have learned to discern seasons of the spirit would know that when the year changes on the Gregorian calendar, God does not necessarily go according to that. But for the sake of the Gentiles, He will go ahead and say that January 1st, 2020 is entering into the new year. For some people, it can be 7th. Yeah, you understand. Depending on when you want to enter the year. But there are spiritual seasons. Now, I want you to pay very close attention because we will see where the Lord will take us. Because there are things, I've been seeking the Lord. I've enjoyed my holiday. It hasn't really been a holiday anyway, but anyway, I've enjoyed my holiday. And in the process, I was seeking the Lord, primarily because I'm sure many of you, well, some of you have been going to prophetic fellowships, or even if you did not go to a prophetic fellowship, you have a semblance, depending on who you sit under, what the year is going to be like. Now, let me explain something. Someone came to me and said, if there's one God, and there are men and women of God all over the world that listen to this same God, why do we have different decrees for the year? And the reason we do is because of a mystery in the book of Revelations. John is told to write letters, and each church has a message. Okay, praise the Lord. Each church has a message. As long as a person is spiritual, they can pick the message for a ministry. But there are messages that are not ministry-oriented. They are national or international. So when they are spoken, whoever taps into them carries and runs with them. Praise the Lord. Now, I say again that in the heavens, in the heavenly realm or in the spirit, there are calendars. Those calendars, there are certain milestones that even the enemy does not know. They're hidden from him. So sometimes when he's attacking you, he thinks he's taking you away from the wheel, pushing you towards the milestone. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. When a season is changing according to the spirit realm, it doesn't change magically. God uses men to transition seasons. On an international or a global level, on a national level, and on an individual level. For your season to change, God will introduce a factor of a man or a woman in your life. You're with me? Now, please understand that whenever, if you look through the Bible, whenever there were spiritual transitions, God used men as landmarks of those transitions. So Moses was a transition from a period where there was no written law to a period where the word was now written. Moses is a transition. He's a landmark of it. Absent of Moses, you wouldn't be able to tell when the transition happened. You with me? Samuel is a transition from prophets to kings. You with me? David is a transition from a period where people would just go anywhere to pray, and a house of God is instituted. Solomon built it, but based on the vision of his father. So David is the transition. John the Baptist is a transition into the messianic period. Even today, in this time and age, there are men who are transitions. Now, let me explain something. I'm going to step on some toes. But because I'm well aware that there are people from different walks of life, different ministries here, that may not submit to where I submit. Okay? But still, I'm going to step on your toes. And you'll be fine. Yeah? I praise the Lord. Because I'm going to use scripture. You see, what you need to understand is that whenever, like I've said, whenever God is transitioning a season, he uses men. Either what happens to them or they decree something into the atmosphere that is a sign of a change of a season. Now, last year I kept on emphasizing, and this year the Lord will emphasize it again, that not all men are the same. The understanding of this secret will tell you what to do with certain men and the words that they speak. You see, the Bible says, now you need to understand that there are anointings that lie upon a person that guard a territory. There are men and women who God put a grace and anointing upon, that their presence in a territory guards the entire territory. Now, please, it's very important you understand what I'm saying. What that means is that even if the country has an army, and that army is well trained, what is actually guarding the nation is the presence of one person. Now, and it's even scripture, because the Bible says of Moses, God tells Moses, tell Joshua to go and fight the Amalekites. Exodus 17. And the Bible says that Moses lifted up his hands, and as long as his hands were raised, they won. It didn't matter how long they had trained. Are you getting what I'm saying? Didn't matter how long they had trained, as long as the anointed man, the man who guards the territory, put his hands down, they lose. The Bible says of Samuel, it says that as long as Samuel was alive, the Philistines could not attack Israel. The Bible says, listen, can I go to the beginning? You see, the Bible talks about a man called Daniel. We know Daniel is not the only godly person in that book, because we have Shadrach, Meshach, we have Abednego. We know they're deep guys because they're about to be thrown into fire, and scripture says, they say, the Lord is able to save us. But even if he doesn't, those are not words spoken by someone who doesn't have a relationship. So we can presume then they had some sort of a relationship with God, right? But the Bible says, and we can also presume from scripture that if they had a relationship, they probably prayed. But scripture says that when one man prayed, a whole principality of Persia comes against him. The answering of his prayer. What? And other people in the territory pray? I'm using scripture here, yeah? One guy, the moment he kneels, an entire, not a semi-demon somewhere, a principality of an entire region is trying to stop one man's prayer. Now, I've been explaining to people that there's something deep, because the Bible says we know not how to pray, okay? But the Spirit helps us. But there are people having walked with God to whom that statement does not apply. Daniel kneels down. No Holy Spirit abiding, by the way. Kneels down, and a spirit says, if I don't stop this guy's prayer. That's not a guy who knows not how to pray. He knows. The Bible says, Elijah, being a man like us, prayed. That's not a person who doesn't know how to pray. There are people that statement does not apply to. And the moment in their secret place, they kneel to pray for a territory. Principalities, angelic, God, everything is on a standstill. Now you say, but we're all children of God. I said, you're not all. Men are the same. Now, I want to touch a few things by the Spirit of the Lord. So we've been transitioned into now. What I need you to understand is that the greatest gift God can give a nation is not just for the nation to prosper, not just for the people to be saved from war, not just for the entire nation to see the abundance of God, but God shows a nation he loves it when he gives a precious gift, a man or men. The Bible says, and God, he gave unto us, he gave gifts unto men. Okay? Now, all over the world, there are countries and nations of whom God has given his precious. Now, please understand that this nation, I'm going to say something, because I want to show you, there was a decree, by the way, made by Prophet Elvis, a decree made that this year will be a year of what? It says, great door and effectual has been opened unto me. Now, by the Spirit, the reason why a door is put on 2020 is because it's an entry into a decade. Now, okay. Now, let me explain something. We've just moved from one decade. Just think about where you were in 1999. I think you'll think my age. 1999, I had just finished campus. Yes, 1999, I finished campus. Some people don't believe. I'm older than what I look. Eh? There's no way I can stand on the pulpit of God and lie to you. 1999, I just finished campus. Got my first job 2010. Worked for 7 years. In that period of time, my heart was broken. I lost a few friends. You know, a lot can happen in 10 years. Eh? Now, stop and think about your 10 years. Think about your 10 years. That period of time. Now, a lot has happened to you as an individual in 10 years. There's a lot that has happened to this nation, and there's a lot that has happened internationally. I want to touch it based on how receptive you are. We shall see how deep we go. Because we have entered into a decade, and I want to touch, I'm going to paintbrush over it. What is definitely going to happen in this decade? Definitely. When I touch what is definitely going to happen in this decade, I'm not going to touch everything because of time. But I'm going to end by showing you your importance. Not your importance just as a Christian. Your importance as a Christian who believes in the prophetic in Uganda. Amen. Relevant? Yes. I'm going to show you. Praise the living God. Amen. So, something transitioned in the spirit that opened a door into the next decade. Now, I need you to understand that Luke chapter 8 verse 17. Hey, I didn't quote the prophecy. Luke chapter 8 and verse 17. Now, remember I was explaining that not all men are the same. 1 Thessalonians actually 5, it says, know ye them who labor amongst you and those who lord over you. You should know them. Please understand that there are specific lights that have entered this world from history past. They're not the same. They're not. And the ability to recognize. Now, this is why I tell you that for those of you here, before I go to Luke 8, 17, for those of you here who have some questionable issues with the man of God, Prophet Elvis, you need to go back. I'm going to ask you to use just the decrees that he made on 7th into the year. Be open-minded. Look through the decrees, but especially one particular one. One where a man stands up in front of people and says, because you failed to listen to me, this judgment comes. When you see that judgment coming, please know that only men of God can do that. Are you with me? Leave these other things. Please understand, even scripture-wise. A false prophet, what cannot come? Look at Balaam. Cannot come and decree judgment over a nation because they failed to listen to him. It won't happen. As long as they're children of God in that nation. But now especially that one. The moment you see it, start changing your mind. Okay. Luke chapter 8, verse 17. This is literally the overlap of the entire 10 years. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. These 10 years, there are things that are secret that are going to continuously be revealed. First on an international level, then a national level. That one has already even started. Then on an individual level. Now, let me put some things out of the way. Please understand that the man called the Antichrist, the son of perdition, mentioned in scripture, there are two people referred to as the son of perdition, Judas and the Antichrist. The man called the Antichrist is very much alive. We shall touch that. Very, very much alive. Now, this is the reason why these next 10 years are extremely, extremely crucial. And we as a church, we as a nation, we as human beings need to be wide awake. You see, because we are not entering the last days, we're in them. And because we are in them, when an age is prophetic, the core of the age are prophets. An age cannot be prophetic absent of the functioning of prophets. Now, I had to explain to someone that there are fake prophets. A fake prophet is different from a false one. A fake prophet is a person who uses tricks, gadgets, you know? He's not even spiritual at all. Just using trickery, that's a fake prophet. A false prophet is using spirit, but a different spirit from that of God. So let's first even, so you need to first separate the fake ones. Before we go now into the false, a false and the real one. Anyway, so this is something that is going to overlap the entire 10 years that we're in. Now, what I need you to get is this, that according to scripture, there are prophetic people, there are prophetic nations. Yes? So there are nations that are prophetic. For example, in the Bible, Israel is a prophetic nation. Let me give you something that I think you'll go home with. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5, talks about Jerusalem being the center of Israel. Actually, Israel is even the center of the earth, at the very center. Now, here is this. Every nation to the west of Israel, right from left to right, going backwards to the center. Every nation to the right of Israel, right from right to left. Now, you need... Some people have not understood that. Eh? But what I'm trying to explain to you is that at the very center of the world is Israel. And the operations of nations, whenever the Bible is referring to west, it's referring to west of Israel. When the Bible is referring to east, it's referring to east of Israel. North, north of Israel. South, south of Israel. You're with me? And so the characteristics of the nations, they're prophetic things that are shown in there to show that actually this is the center, the heart of God. One of them is writing, as simple as writing. Everything to the west, right, from left going to the right, to the center. Everything to the east goes from right going to left. Now, it's not, to some people it looks very simple. Eh? There are always signs. I told you there are things that are going to be revealed. Now, am I boring you? Because I'll start internationally. I almost feel like I'm prophesying, but I'm well. I'll start. I never thought about it. Now we'll go internationally, go touch nationally, then individually. Now, they're what we call prophetic stepping stones. When something is a prophetic stepping stone, it means it is not a prophecy itself. It is something that leads to the fulfillment of a prophecy. So Angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and saying, "You shall have a child," is a prophetic stepping stone to the fulfillment of a virgin giving birth. Are you with me? They are prophetic stepping stones, not only in scripture, but even in your life. When you receive a prophecy, there are events that precede the prophecy fulfillment. But many people miss them. Many people miss their stepping stones. This year, it's not you, eh? Many people miss their stepping stones. So they are prophetic stepping stones. Then there are prophetic milestones. Those are the fulfillment of prophecy, okay? That is a milestone. It's a mark in the spirit. By the way, any prophecy that is spoken, either in scripture or to you as an individual, and it comes to pass, in the spirit it's taken seriously. It's a mark of the faithfulness of God. Amen. So that means if you move on and you just forget what God did, it's an abomination in the spirit. Huh? Okay, so they're prophetic milestones. Then there are prophetic layers. Now, I need to explain this. I'm a teacher, so I'm going to explain it. There are prophetic layers. When you go and you eat a sandwich at Java's, yeah, you're eating the sandwich, but the sandwich has layers. It's one sandwich, but it has different layers. So in the same way in the Bible, there are prophecies that have layers to them. It's one prophecy, but it can have various layers. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because it plays a serious role in how we can see the fulfillment of prophecy in the next 10 years. Now, let me give you an example of prophetic layers. Genesis chapter 22, the Bible talks about a man, Abraham. The Bible says of Abraham, it says that God told him to take his son and offer him unto God, or sacrifice him to God. That, as we know, most of you know, if you've been in church long enough, you know that that was a sign of Christ dying on the cross. You're with me? Now, The place where Abraham sacrificed his son is called Moriah, the place where God appears. All right? That's what Moriah means. The place is called Moriah. It is the same place later Jesus died. So exactly where Abraham sacrifices Isaac, years later, Jesus comes, dies on the cross on the same hill, Moriah. You're with me? You're with me?
Yes.
That's Genesis 22. Genesis 22. Numbers 19. This one you have to catch. Numbers 19. Do you know that what we call the red heifer? A heifer is a cow. Cow. Now, there's what they call a red heifer. Numbers 19. God gives Moses an instruction, and he tells him to get red cows without blemish. Now, you can Google, you'll find red cows. They're actually there, especially in Israel. Now, you get a red cow without blemish. They were supposed to burn it until its ashes, it has ashes, right? Now, scripture says, take me to verse 6. Verse 6 of that same scripture. It says, and the priest shall take, read with me, cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Now, stay with me. They burn the red cow until it's ashes. As it's burning, you get wood, you get hyssop, you get scarlet, and throw it in. God does not just give instruction for the sake. And I'm going to show it to you. Okay? That's Numbers 19. In Numbers 21, the Bible says, God tells Moses, take a pole, put a bronze snake on it, and lift it up. We know it was a shadow of Christ. How Jesus would die, people would look at it and get healed. You're with me? You know that story, right? Numbers 21. Exodus 12. Now, I've given you scriptures. Genesis 22. Numbers 19. Numbers 21, the bronze pole. And lastly, a bronze snake, sorry. And lastly, Exodus 12. Exodus 12. God tells the Israelites to put marks on their door. They put on the top post and on the side, symbolizing a cross, with blood. Then the Bible says the angel of death comes, sees the mark, and passes by. Now, those are what we call prophetic layers. A prophetic layer means you're referring to one event, Christ dying. Now, Genesis 22 tells us where he would die. Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah. Numbers 19 shows us the pattern. The Bible says that when Jesus was about to die, you read scripture. The Bible says, remember the three things they asked for? Wood, he died on a cross. Hyssop was put on his mouth when he asked for something. And the Bible says scarlet, a scarlet robe was put over him. And I don't know. I get what I'm saying? It's scripture. The robe is put around him just as he's heading to be crucified. That means when God is giving instruction, he's foreshadowing the pattern in which Jesus would die. Are you with me? Oh my God. That's Numbers 19. So, Genesis 22 shows us where he would die. Numbers 19 shows us the pattern, the way in which he would die. Numbers 21 shows us the method on a cross. Lifted up on a bronze pole. And then the last verse, Exodus 12, shows us the result. Death passes. Now, all those four are layers of a prophecy one. Okay, I know I've lost some people. You go back and... This is a new year. Catch up. Okay, praise the Lord. You're with me? Now, the reason why I'm bringing that out... I want to bring out something quickly. The reason why I'm bringing that up. I told you there are prophetic stepping stones, prophetic milestones, and prophetic layers. Lastly, there are prophetic cycles. Now, I found this interesting because I used to study a lot. Now I don't. I spend a lot of time on God's just downloading. But I used to study a lot. And one time, I remember back those days when I was teaching on time, I discovered that the Greeks noticed something. They noticed that time wasn't just linear. They called them time wheels. They noticed that when the seasons would come, winter, summer, autumn, spring, when they would come, they would keep repeating themselves. They noticed that You know, the moon moves in cycles over a period of time. They noticed that the sun rises, it sets. Then they concluded that if this can happen to events like this, there must be events in the life of men that repeat themselves. Now, I'm getting to you. Now, there are prophetic cycles. Let me give you examples of prophetic cycles. Today we're going deep. Let me give you an example of a prophetic cycle. There was a temple. There was a temple that was built by Solomon. Many of you know it in the Bible. It was destroyed by the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar. The day in which it was destroyed is the exact same day the second temple built by Nehemiah was destroyed by the Romans. The exact same day, but hundreds of years later. Prophetic? Okay, I want to touch this properly. There are prophetic cycles internationally, globally, within scripture, referring to international things, even in your life. There are things that repeat themselves, divinely orchestrated, that you can just be prophetic by paying attention. You can know what's coming again. Okay, let me give you an example. The Bible says that Lucifer tried to usurp God. He tried to become God, and he was brought down. That spirit of Lucifer replicates itself in men. It was first seen in Nimrod. He built the Tower of Babel, brought down. It was then replicated in Nebuchadnezzar, then replicated in Alexander the Great, then replicated in Julius Caesar, then replicated in Hitler. It will replicate one more time in the Antichrist. Prophetic cycles. I told you one day I'll teach on end times. Okay, now, here is the importance of why I'm saying what I'm saying. We don't know. Keep me to Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, it says in those days, actually scripture is specific. Before we even go to that scripture, it says the thing that was is the thing that shall be. There is nothing new. Then it says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. You need to learn, and I'm trying to show you what's happening. The next 10 years are extremely crucial. Because you see, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, the Bible says there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. When the sons of God came unto the daughters, there were giants in those days and also after that. Now, what you need to know is that there are still giants today that we call Nephilim, and there are implications of them, but they're also the actual things themselves. Now, please understand that these Nephilim still exist, except in a different form that you may know. Now, I won't touch that for another time, but what I want you to know is this, that we don't seem to be paying attention. I told you in this time, there are things that are going to be revealed this decade. Let me give you an example. There are things that are going to be revealed in the sky. There are things that are going to be revealed on the earth. There are things that are going to be revealed in the church. You wait. Now, let me give you an example. There are 9 planets in our solar system, depending on who you ask. There are 9 planets. Where is Emma? 9. There are 9 planets in our solar system. Okay? Now, 8 of them are named after Nephilim. 8 of them are named after Nephilim. Mercury is a Roman god. Mars is a god of war. Venus is a god of love. Rome, goddess of love. Saturn is a Roman god. Jupiter is the king of the gods. Neptune is the god of the seas. Pluto is the god of hell. Now, 8 planets all named after Nephilim. But here's the thing. No one knows who named the earth. Because the earth is not named after any god. Now, you see, history can go back, track, and know who named the planets, except for the earth. Everyone just has a theory. Who named this earth? It's so... Okay? So our 8 planets, 8 planets out of 9 are named after Nephilim. Listen to that. Our months, 6 of the 12 are named after Nephilim. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. You'll go and look for it. 6 of them named after Nephilim. Days of the week, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all after Nephilim. You just say, where are these Nephilim? It's only in the Bible. Where are these people picking these things up? Okay, you studied periodic table. Let's just go to the elements. Titan was a god, titanium. Plutonium, named after Pluto. Mercury, you know, is a god. We could go on. All putting, you think people are just randomly naming things? Okay, let's go to certain continents. Asia is a goddess. Europe is a goddess, named after Europa. Okay, let's go to waters. Atlantic is named after Atlas, a god. Actually, in between Europe and America is the Atlantic Ocean. Myth, it's myth, but I don't believe it's myth. We'll just say myth for the sake of it. There was a city called Atlantis. Who? It seems I should leave this stuff, eh? Let's just go back to helping you guys out. But please understand, because I feel the freedom to share this. Now, Atlantis was a city that existed. There was a continent that existed in between. It supposedly sunk, but there were gods on it. The chief god, Atlas. Let's go. Okay, let's go to things you use. Nike is a god. The god of victory. Vanaye. So I'm telling you, you look up there, Nephilim, man's Nephilim, what Nephilim, who's doing all this stuff? Because we're not even where I want to go, yes. Because I know this year, already I can see in the spirit that some people, they don't know, but their life has changed. Let me see. Now you crossed over, but you're still looking at the past. There is a glory on you. And you see, sometimes the glory is in colors. I wish you could see what I see. Last time I was seeing gray, now I'm seeing I'm seeing gold. Glory to God. Okay, glory to God. Okay, so back to what I was saying. So someone is going naming all these things after gods. Why? Because I need you to understand that I know some of you like this stuff, but I'm bringing it out so that you can know the importance of what we've entered into. That you need to understand that on the face of this earth, there are 3 major cartels. A cartel is an organization, for lack of a better word. There are 3 major cartels. 3. There's the oil cartel, the food cartel, and the banking cartel. There are people behind, there are unseen leaders behind these cartels that control the world. Many of you know this. At least I believe you know it. Unseen leaders. These leaders, having been led or manipulated by spirits, know exactly what they're doing. There's a man called Albert Pike. Some of you must have heard of him. Albert Pike was a Freemason who existed in the 1800s. He claimed to have had visions, and I believe he did, because I believe there was a spirit that he encountered. He had visions, and visions of the future. Now, the aim of these cartels, the aim of these people behind these cartels is to create 3 major things: a global government, a global economy, and a global religion. I'm going to tell you why this, where your place should be in all this. Not your place as a Christian, you here in Uganda. So they want to create these 3 things. Now, Albert Pike in the 1800s has this vision and says, in order for us to create this one world government, 3 things have to happen. Then he began to speak in detail about the First World War, what will happen, then the Second World War. Then he said the Third World War would be between Zionists and Islam. Zionists being Jews. Now, there is a saying, and it's true. If you want to know what's going to happen to the world, pay attention to Israel. Okay. Now, you're with me? Yeah? Okay. So Albert Pike has these visions. Now, he set up a blueprint for people after him, Freemasons, to follow, these unseen people. They've been following this blueprint to the letter. But behind the scenes is the Spirit of the Lord. Two men in this generation, two men have played such a fundamental role in the delay of the release of this son of perdition that you call the Antichrist, that it's a shock how God uses men. Two men, Donald Trump and Boris Johnson. Now, let me tell you. Now, two men, but most especially Donald. Now, many of you know that, yes, you take a second term. But I want to show you now what the next 10 years definitely hold for us. Definitely. Okay? Hey! What the next 10 years definitely hold for us. There is going to be, without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, there's going to be a shift in within these 10 years. There's going to be a shift of the world's eye from the West to the East. And for that to happen, the U.S. has to decline. Now, many of us, we knew it was going to happen at some point. But in these 10 years, these 10 years. Now, how the church in the West responds, because they've had a lot of grace period. Imagine Donald Trump being a grace period. But that's how God messes men up. Now, how the church responds will determine how the country falls or disappears into, and then we enter what I call the eye of prophecy, of end time prophecy. So there's going to be a shift. I believe by the Spirit, because I had this on a dream, that after 2024, no, listen, after 2024, a woman will lead that nation. Of course, I'm not a prophet, so I could be wrong. I could be wrong? You refuse that, eh? So Mariana stood with me to make it come to pass, eh? And most likely not a Caucasian woman. Depending on how the church in the U.S. responds, especially to this grace period. And so what happens is, then you will see a fast track, because all these invisible people that I've been telling you about, who are behind the scenes, they are annoyed with this Trump chap, because the entire schedule has been delayed. But then there will be a fast track. Okay, so we can be sure about this one thing, that there has to be a shift and a decline. That decline, most likely, okay, there will be a shift and a decline. All right? Praise the Lord. That's one thing we can be certain of. So those people, I want to go to America, what? Live in America. We will be in the side where Bible prophecy. Anyway, no, but let me explain something. That world, that Western world, is increasingly becoming so secularized. It's, in fact, even especially Europe. I mean, countries like Scandinavia, the Scandinavian countries are badly off. Eh? But just know that the focus of spirituality has shifted to Asia and Africa. I don't know what those guys in those other churches are doing. Eh? But let me explain to you. The best way I can explain it is this. I was explaining it to someone. That you see, people used to go to the Sanhedrin in the times of Jesus to go and listen to scriptures being read. They would constantly go, and the scriptures they were listening to were scriptures of God. But then John the Baptist comes and goes to the wilderness, and the Bible refers to him as a voice. So the day John the Baptist is in the wilderness, and you go to the Sanhedrin, and you listen to scripture, you're not listening to God, because the voice is where? Okay, now you're just the finger. I'm telling you, and it even happens today. You can actually be listening to scripture, and it's actually what God said. But a right now word, that you're missing it. That you're there. Oh, those guys in the wilderness, but that's where the voice is. So now, listen carefully. So, that God now is focusing, now especially Africa. In Africa, I'm just going to go as I'm led. In Africa, Nigeria has been the hub of spirituality on this continent. But it is actually shifting. No, not shifting in the sense that Nigeria is no longer relevant, but shifting in the sense that the focus of God is now here, Uganda. Now, I have to tell you why Because when it has shifted here, the focus of this nation is not just to have deep people. The true focus of the spirituality in this nation is prosperity. Now, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that and explain why you as a child of God should honestly remove yourself from the camp of people who say, I don't need money. Because I'm going to explain to you why it's relevant. Huh? I don't need money. Me, I just need to love God. I'm going to tell you why. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to end with that. Then we'll pray. I'll end with that. Eh? Let me first go through finish what I'm saying. So, there's going to be a shift. Another thing that is going to happen is because, of course, there's an abundant cashless society that is being formed. But in Africa, we are so behind. Huh? But not for long. Eh? But many parts of Africa are still so much behind that they will still be using paper. But the rest of the world will be carrying out what you call cashless. These 10 years, definitely, money will be, okay? These 10 years, it will be a thing of the past. All right? In these 10 years, definitely. Now, what I need you to understand is that persecution is going to increase for the Christian, and it's going to be in phases. It's going to be in phases. The first phase that I have found that the Spirit of the Lord led me to understand, the first phase of persecution is the phase through media. Now, first of all, for men of God, because men of God, you see, nowadays they don't stone. They don't stone you. They just put you in the media and spoil your name. It's as equal as martyrdom. And fellow Christians join in. So the media, and it already started, but it's going to be much more. So that's the first phase. The second phase would be now social media, which is different from just media. Social media, listen, even you watch your Facebook, you watch your YouTube. Definitely in these 10 years, it's even too far. Let's get a bit closer, maybe 2-3 years. Definitely. There are things that are Christian that you will not be able to post. Not be able to post. And so you put on your Christian music, what? You're affecting those who are atheists and Muslims and what? We accept one religion. Things that you take for granted. Eh? All right? And that's the reason why we need to start our own. You need to start your own. You need to start your own Facebook. You need to start. And by the way, I'm touching the reason why we need you rich. Huh? Why we need you rich. Let me tell you. At a certain point, the reason why a man like Prophet Elvis will emphasize prosperity as the focus of it and the Spirit of the Lord will speak through him. The reason is not just so that you can have a nice car, but there is a Joseph generation being formed. Now, the actual thing of it is this. There's a movie called Hotel Rwanda. There's a guy there. It's a true story, I perceive. Yes, a true story based on the genocide. And there's a guy called Paul Rousseau something. Eh? Now, Paul is interesting because I want you to imagine. Never knows that there's going to be a what? A genocide. Maybe applies for a job, reaches there, gets it. Not knowing that the Lord is instituting someone so that when there's chaos by the enemy, someone can save people. And that's what's happening to you guys. The jobs you're applying for, I'm telling you, look much more than me. Look much more than yourself. And so the reason why a man like Prophet Elvis and other men of God will emphasize prosperity is because what's going to happen is that the Antichrist and his system are going to hold money. And because there's going to be a demand of who's going to buy and sell, we need people who own hotels. We need people who have started their own businesses. We need people who say, man, I own a huge chunk of food, quarter. That's why you have to go away from, and you see, who will be going to them? The broke Christians who say they just need to pray. You're not going to be one of them. So now this is why I need you to understand that even in things like fashion, what, even movies and what, you need to understand that there is a role, the pieces, it's like a chess game. Everyone is being instituted, put in a place where they're supposed to, just for a particular time. Now, that's why I said this is the hub. It starts as a prosperity thing and then overflows. That's why you find that there's now going to be a separation. It already started, but there's a separation between goat and sheep nations. Brexit was a preservation of UK, saving it for a time as a sheep nation. Even here in Africa, that's where you find that there were countries that the Antichrist in Scripture, in Africa, he attacks. You and I have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. We need money. And we need it in abundance. Because you see, what's going to happen is that they're going to stop even these things, these hotels. Even when you go for a job application, they'll ask you, are you a Christian? Okay, let's say they don't ask a Christian. They say, what's your belief? At that point, you're being tested because the world has just declared there's one religion. But you want the job. What do you do? What do you do? Huh? What do you do? And those are the tests that we're going through because there's a test over things like jobs. A test even to fly out to go to a country just to get a visa. What's your belief? Watch it. This year's here. Imagine stopping an entire being just because he says Jesus. You know, right now, the US and developed countries have computers that check keywords, terrorist, what? Those words are changing. Jesus, Bible. I'm telling you. They want to change. But you see, the thing is this. That's why we need you to capture these spiritual things that have to do with money, especially money. Because the Bible says, they that receive a chip will not be able to buy or sell. Let me show you some. Genesis 6 verse 12. I have to finish. I don't know when I'll share this stuff again. Genesis 6 12. It says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt for all flesh. Does it say some? It says all. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. All flesh, that includes even animals. Now, what that means is that these giants that had intercourse with the daughters of men weren't just sleeping with women. All flesh had been corrupted. Animals were hybrids. Now, I want to tell you that as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. That's happening right now. Do you know they have what they call generic seeds? Generic seeds are made in the lab. Interestingly, birds do not eat them. You just throw generic seeds. Even a bird knows, no, this is not from the father. But human beings are just eating. Birds don't eat generic seeds. I found that so interesting. Birds don't eat generic seeds that are made in the lab. We are coming to a time, I saw something recently, we're coming to a time where a person will go and be able to it's like order what kind of baby they want. I want blue eyes, brown hair. Ordering. That's where you're going. Now, we need you to have money. And this is the age that we're in. We've crossed into over something spiritual. If you could see in the spirit, there's some things I can't say because, some of you won't sleep. But if the best way I could say it is, at the back of your mind, the way you think, maybe, Christ is coming. If you knew in relation to the spiritual time frame, people can discern seasons, how it's almost like tomorrow. If you knew the urgency in the spirit, even sleeping would be difficult for you. It's just that God just says, okay, let me just give some. Some people. Now, here's the importance. I'm not here to scare. I don't know why people get scared. The Bible says, Paul says, that those who look to his coming. There's a special blessing, the reward for those who look to his coming. Look to it. It's a good thing. You want what? You want to check out. You want to rapture. Let me tell you, unfortunately, your rapture, you first have to go through some tribulation. That's what I believe. It's even scripture. You're not going to survive it, but you have to go. I told you there are tests. The final test will be that mark of the beast. That will be the final test. Now, that's why we need to have our own corporations. We need to be on top. And in this period of time, that scripture, the tail, where heads are not tails, that scripture is really going to become very clear. Very, very clear. And the Christians who have not woken up to spirituality, and there's going to be a Joseph and then his brothers. And remember, the brothers are more. His brothers are more. We need you to wake up. I know you want to get married. I know you want to have a nice car. I know you, man, Rabbi, I need to shift house. Okay, no, all those are good. Now let's go to a bigger scope of things to understand that the Lord is just really getting people into places, because we're going to have to use our own stuff. This decade is not an easy decade for the church, but in that process, the supernatural will arise. And that's why in this period of time, I feel of the Spirit, you're going to see a lot of healing. Now, instant healing. Instant healing. This period of time, presumably, it started last year on a small level, but it's just going to capture the church. A supernatural, where you will need to learn to travel without the body. Now, some people say, "Hiya! The guy has entered." Do you know how fantastic it would be? Huh? When someone is busy saying, "Before I give you a visa, what do you believe?" He said, "No, it's okay. Me, I can just travel there." in the spirit. And you know, on a certain level, now you need to learn to practice these things. Because let me tell you something. Before you say, some of you say, "And maybe what goes into which?" I had someone was saying, "I go underwater." Me. I was so honored that I qualified to be told that I go underwater. Now, Auntie, apparently the last thing I did at the end of the fellowship, the last fellowship, something as simple as that, and say, "Everyone goes underwater." Huh? Well, imagine if you've seen our real things. Anyway, so you just imagine for a moment that if you practice these things, say you doubt me, at least you know you're not a witch doctor. Right? At least you know you're not a witch doctor. So imagine, and this is how we men of God have learned to sit in your, let's say you're here. You can actually go to your house at a certain level. The secret is called stillness. We'll touch on that some other day. But you can actually go to your house at a first level, be able to see what people are doing. As you practice it, you can change things in the house. And now let me tell you, I'm going to end with this, that you see, these men and women of God in the Spirit who have walked with God and are able to manifest things, they are, most of them, men who understand complex things in the Spirit are actually simple guys. You notice? They're simple. One guy will sit, they say, "How are you doing?" "I'm okay." He said, "Well, what were you doing?" "I was playing PlayStation the whole night." Simple guys, by the way. Simple people. It's interesting that the deeper someone goes into the things of the Spirit, the simpler they become. If you ever want to know how spiritual someone is, let me tell you a secret. If you ever want to know whether a man of God or a woman of God has a certain level in the Spirit, when people come against them, do they speak out? If they're quick to vindicate themselves before men, that means they might be men of God, but in the spirit, they actually don't know who they are. Because God vindicates his own. I'm telling you, a large percentage of men walked with God never respond to critics. Never. Just a total waste of time. Now, I say that there is something happened in this nation. There's you watch. There's a gathering going to take place. Here, but when God, first God here, has to change leadership. Now, I say it frankly, actually, to change leadership, listen what happens. You don't just put a good leader on top, the entire system has to be approved. The entire system. And that's what you call a sheep nation. A sheep nation is not a nation with a man of God or a person who believes God, it's a nation in which the entire system. And that's why I was saying, when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. But when the wicked perish, and you need to understand something, that I have found that when nations, there are judgments that God gives to nations. Sometimes those judgments are not sicknesses, they're not what? Sometimes a bad leader is a judgment. you guys. And you need to understand the times that we're in. That's why take this thing extremely seriously. Look around you. When this morning the Lord whispered something to me. He said, remember that, because I used to say it a lot, I say, by this time tomorrow, I'll be in a better place. And I was shocked to see. And you know, the Lord reminded me, he said, can you imagine that your person of yesterday can testify to that? That you're actually in a better place. Amen. You just imagine. So you look at this space of time, just before, just this year, we've just entered. Just this year. You're single, entering single by mid-year. Let me end with this. We are in a season of two things. Things, we're in a season of just like that. You're not driving? Just like that. You're not married? Just like that. You don't have a job? Just like that. No money in your pockets? Just like that. That's what I'm going to do. That's one. The second thing is, because I can. After just like that, they say, but why do you have two cars? Because I? But sincerely, why are you flying first class? Because I can. But really, three TVs in a house. But in the end, have a bigger view of things. You hear? I pray you have got what the Spirit is saying. That God does not always remember. God results in the Spirit are not judged. Just generally. They are judged based on your call. So, if someone is called to be a businessman, in the mind of the Spirit, results there are how much money he makes. Huh? But if someone is called to be a Sunday school teacher, the results are not how much money. The results are the lives of the children. But you'd rather be a rich Sunday school? Say amen. Praise the Lord than a broke one. Eh? Praise the Lord. So you need to understand that there's a curtailing, there's a focus on all these things. That's why you need to be very clear where you want to go and where the Lord, you want the Lord to take you. Praise the living God. Watch, I'm excited. If you had seen what I've seen, these are good days. Praise the Lord.
Come delve deeper into the mysteries of God with the distinct Rabbi Daniel Malinga every Friday, 5:30 p.m., Silver Springs Hotel, Bugolobi, Kampala, Uganda. For more information, visit our social media pages at Rabbi Daniel Malinga and website at www.rabbidanielmalinga.com.